Daniel, chapter 15. How to find strength. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened. So wrote the prophet Daniel in describing a vision given him by the side of one of the rivers of Babylonia. For 3 weeks Daniel had been mourning, having eaten no pleasant bread, nor tasted meat or wine. He was mourning and praying on account of the sins of his people and the captivity into which they had been brought. He felt not only for himself but for the multitude of his nation in the land of their captivity, and for the temple of his God, which was lying in ruins in a far-off land. The weight of so much trouble pressed heavily upon him, and in his sorrow he turned for help to the Lord. He talked with the Lord, and the Lord, by his angel, talked with him, and the prophet received strength and light. The course of Daniel and his trouble is the course for us. Human sympathy is comforting and helpful, but the tale of sorrow is rarely lightened by being poured into human ears, and the burden of each is a heavy one of itself. But only tell the trouble to the Lord, tell it in faith, and the burden lightens at once. Talk to God as to a father, and he will talk to you. The Lord is no respecter of persons. He is as willing to talk with any one of us as he was to talk with Daniel. Although Daniel was greatly beloved by the Lord, the words which were spoken to him did not relate only to him, but were spoken in reality to us who live long after his day, when the prophecies he wrote were to be fulfilled. The favors which were seemingly bestowed upon Daniel and upon all the prophets, and the communications given them from God, were in reality bestowed upon us. This is what Peter tells us in his first epistle. When speaking of the prophets and holy men of old, he says, "Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." The Lord had us in mind when he sent mighty angels from heaven with communications to his chosen prophets and apostles. Can we say, then, that we are not greatly beloved, as well as they? Has God not given to us as much as he gave to them, and will he not do for us what he did for them? We are assured that having given us his Son he will, with him, also freely give us all things, and that he gives to all life and breath and all things. In talking to the holy men of old, God was also talking to us, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. God was so anxious to talk with us, for our learning and comfort, he spoke to us long before we were born. And upon our entrance into the world, we find his words waiting for us, to give us the hope and strength and comfort with which they are filled. When we come to the Scriptures, we come to God, and in them he talks with us, as truly as he ever talked with human flesh. And unlike the words of man, his words are ever fresh, applying always to the present hour and our present circumstances. God courts an audience with us, and his time and place are always ready. He knows all our weakness and our sorrow, and so has invited us to come to him, that we may find hope and comfort, and say as did Daniel, "When he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened." E.J. Wagoner.